Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Praise the Lord. We just come tonight. I was, Pastor Candace, are you on the line? Minister Roberts? Shay? Okay. Well, we're going to move forward. bless God. We just thank God for tonight, for his word. We thank him for allowing us this opportunity to come before him just to lift up his name. It's just a wonderful blessing. And I want to just say I thank God tonight because it's truly a blessing just to know him, just to believe upon him. You know, the Bible tells us without faith it's impossible to believe. It's impossible to please God. Amen.
Amen.
And so, amen. Pastor Candace, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great. Tonight we're going to, Pastor Candace is going to bring us a message. We just thank God for her to be so dedicated. We just give God the glory for that. Minister Roberts, are you on the line? She's not online. Okay, well, we just give God the glory. And Pastor Candace is going to bring us a message. She was so willing. I just want to thank God for her. Amen. And we're going to get started in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you for your many, many blessings, for what you're doing and what you're about to do in our lives, Lord. We thank you for opening doors, Father, and closing those
Amen.
That need to be closed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for strengthening us as we go forth doing your will, Father. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Let your perfect will be done, Father. We give you all glory, honor, and praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Pastor Candace, bring us a word.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
Such an honor and a privilege. I always count it an honor whenever I get a chance to share the word of God. It is such an honor. He is so great and so kind and so loving. You know, I thank God for the prayer. Thank God for how he's opening our hearts, how we are just opening our hearts and minds to receive what he has for us tonight. You know, we don't take it lightly, Lord, the things that you're doing. In
Amen.
Earth. You know, the scripture says, that will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. That kingdom come, that will be done. You know,
yes.
And I just praise God for the kingdom. How God
yes.
just opening our heart up about the kingdom. I've been
Amen.
Teaching for the last few weeks about living from the inside out.
Amen.
Living from the inside out. A lot of times we don't understand about living from the inside out. And we just sometimes think life would be different if we consciously live from the inside out.
Amen.
But I want to take you all. I go from here to there, so I'm going to take you in a few scriptures and just talk about why we must learn to live from the inside out. Because
Amen.
If you don't have an understanding of it, sometimes you think, okay, well, you know, kingdom life, kingdom life. And most people I hear talk about kingdom life, and I was one of the ones. I understood kingdom life to be from the outside in. And I thought what represent kingdom life was the things God, if I paid my tithes, I paid my offering, and living kingdom life, paying tithes and offering, and then letting everybody see, by me doing this, God going to bless me. And it's just the wrong concept. Because God already, when you become part of the kingdom, those things are a part of you. So it's not about just tithing and offering and gathering as much stuff as I can to keep advertising. Look what God blessed me with. Look what he gave me. Look what he did. Oh, I'm tithing. I'm offering. And that's almost like boosting a work. If I do this, then God do that. If I do this, I do that. If you ain't doing this, then that means I'm feeling more superior. And I don't think God wants us to feel that way toward each other.
Amen.
But anything he does for us is not from the standpoint of making anyone else feel belittled. You know, when
That's
God
right.
does things for us, it's for us. It's for the Father of the kingdom. So So when he blesses me, it's not just about me. It's about the kingdom. It's about what we represent. And tonight I want to go, I'm going to start in John 2. And I want to show you where kingdom started, where it started, how when Jesus changed things. Because we read the Old Testament, Jesus told, he was telling the Pharisees, he said, you read the scriptures, because see, they had the Old Testament. And he said, you read the scriptures, and them you think you find eternal life, but they talk about me. So the Old Testament, all the prophets and everything was pointing towards Jesus. Pointing towards the new kingdom. Pointing towards the promise. So they lived that life. They lived the life talking about him. And it's so deep about that. We don't have time that tonight to tell you why that was so important. That was, it was important. It was important that they talked about Jesus. It's a very spiritual meaning behind that. And one day I might get to, I've taught it before, but I have never taught it on the radio. But he said, you, the scripture speaks of me. The scripture talk about what I'm bringing. He said, I did not come to destroy the law. I came that it may be fulfilled. So we got to understand that Jesus, he came, when you read in Matthew and you read in Luke, they talk about the his line, his ancestors, the line of great men he comes through to show you his kingship.
That's
so,
right.
You know, it's about the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. From the beginning, it's been about that. It's been about that.
Right.
It's been about bringing kingdom, the whole thing about the kingdom of heaven to earth. Because of what God has to do. See, y'all, we are of a great plan. It's a great plan we're part of. And we can't reduce it just down. I was telling some children, I had young people at my house the other night. It was a great opportunity. And I said, we're not going to reduce the message of the gospel down to heaven or hell. There's a bit. There's something even greater. The message Jesus brought is even greater than that. And we just can't reduce it down, just get saved to keep from going to hell. That is even part of the whole gospel. You know, it's just so much great. It's about bringing the kingdom of God here.
Amen.
I mean, you know, God, he said, my thoughts are so different from your thoughts. My ways are so. You think, and sometimes I tell people, I say, God did not create us to walk this journey on pins and needles.
That's right.
Scared of him and afraid to do anything. Afraid. He did not do all this for that.
That's right.
His purpose, God wants relationship. He wants genuine, loving relationship with us. He has a purpose for each one of us. So I'm going to start with John 2. And I'm going to start with verse 1. We're going to read a little bit, and I want to tell you when things switched over. See, we've been talking about kingdom, 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 but we've been talking about kingdom from the outside in. Let me show you where things switched, where Jesus was telling us how we have access to the kingdom. And it said, in the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, we have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman. Now, I want y'all to notice that capital letter, woman. He didn't say mom. He didn't say Mary. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He said woman. Whenever you, when you see that word, it's a capital W-O-M-A-N.
Amen.
That there means purpose.
Amen.
See, he said, woman, what have I to do with thee? Yes, Lord. My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And there was set 6 water pots of stone after the manner of purifying. And we know what 6 means, man, of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. There we go, bridegroom. It's so much. Mm-hmm. Y'all, is this here is so full of meat. It's just so full of meat.
Yes.
And said unto him, every man at the beginning do except for good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse thou hast kept the good wine unto now. Mm-hmm. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifest forth his glory, his disciples believed him. Right here is where it changed.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus, see, the water pots represented the washing. The Jews would have a ceremony of washing. So they would clean their outside. All up to now, they were using these water pots to clean the outside, man, this physical part, the part we all see. But Jesus, he took those same water pots. He said, bring them here. He picked those for a reason, because he let you know now things finna change.
That's
You're
right.
not going to live from the outside in anymore. Now our life consists of living from the inside out. Right here
That's
is
right.
where it changed. This right here is where Jesus flipped the switch.
Amen.
Everybody now that come into the kingdom, you got to live from the inside out. It's been changed.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever you're dealing with now, you got to deal with it from a spiritual standpoint, from the spirit man.
That's right.
See, Jesus saying right here, I'm going to cleanse you. I'm going to awaken you from the inside out. See, this represents a new birth.
Amen.
Birth in a new kingdom. Birth in a new way of life. A birth in a new way of living. Birth in a new way of handling things. We can no longer handle things the way we used to. See, once you come into the kingdom, I think I taught it the other week. I teach a lot. Once you come into the kingdom, the fight changes.
That's right.
The fight changes. He said right here. Most of us have read that scripture and ain't realized that God has done a new thing. See, that's the first miracle. That's the first thing Jesus did. He showed us. He flipped the switch. I say it sometimes, but he flipped the switch right there.
That's right.
Paul tells us in the Bible, he said, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places. But see,
Amen.
We
that's
keep
right.
dealing with the outside. See, when I stand up before men, I stand up and thinking it's just me. But I remember I'm not living like that no more. When I
That's
stand
right.
up, the whole kingdom is standing behind me.
That's right.
See, I can't stand up just thinking it's me. When I'm on this radio, I can't sit here and say it's just me. Because God,
right.
Jesus, and the scripture said, God, Jesus, all the same. One can chase 1,000, 2 can chase 10,000.
That's right.
So as I stand here, I stand here as an army. I
Amen.
Stand
That's
here
right.
as more than one.
That's right.
See, when you go out and deal with people, you can't just see yourself as just you, because you're not living
That's
that
right.
way.
You
have to live according to how the scripture says. When you go and deal with something, he said one can chase 1,000.
That's right.
2 can chase 10,000. That's what he said. He said when two of us stand in agreement, He said, anything you ask will be done. Whatever. We went two of you.
That's right.
But we keep looking at ourselves from the outside. We keep dealing with people from the outside. See, the world is not wrestling. See, sometimes we'll mess up when we're looking at people that sometimes you see people messing up and they and whatever they're doing, you're looking at them and you think it's that person. But that person got, see, we got to look deeper than just that one person. You don't know how many spirits is on that person.
That's right.
See, God don't look at the flesh no more because it ain't about that. See, people ain't living according to their flesh. They living to what, according to what's all on them, what all has been brought to the table. See, when you are born, your grandparents, your parents, your grandparents, they had all these different spirits on them. When you born, you come out with all this stuff on you.
Mm-hmm.
Living from the inside out. I'm telling you all, we're living from the inside out.
Amen.
I talk about now, I said, most diseases that we're fighting are internal diseases.
That's right.
Heart disease, kidney disease, all of it's internal. Cancer,
yes.
Internal. All this stuff
mm-hmm.
is internal, stuff you can't see. Because the battle is not from the outside, it's inside. That's why you go to the hospital, you go to the doctor's office, they want to know your whole history.
That's
did
right.
your grandmama have this? Did your granddaddy fall from this? Because the battle is internal. When a baby born,
mm-hmm.
all we see is that baby. You proud. You look at the baby. You hold it. All you see is the baby. When you look at that baby, he's clean and beautiful. But that
mm-hmm.
baby come here loaded.
That's right.
Loaded.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how much that baby got on him. Because
right.
we can't see it.
That's right.
They say now, that's why now people is down the world is look like more and more. I don't care how advanced in sickness, how advanced the medical treatment get sicknesses. They got so much sickness, just these viruses, all of that is coming. Because people keep looking at the outside instead of looking internally.
That's right. That's right.
See, right here, Jesus letting us know things have switched. So as I stand
mm-hmm.
here, even with dealing with my children, me being a mom and my husband, see, if I stand alone, that's why a lot of times single moms, they have such a rough time. Because, see, she's standing by herself, she can chase 1,000. But when she get a man with her, that's 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's why parents got to be in agreement when you're dealing with your children. Because the battle
right.
of the children is not external, it's internal. So as I deal with my children, I got to realize if me and my husband get an agreement, we come out better disciplining our children than we do standing alone. I can chase 1,000, but together we chase 10,000. Then if my sister come and help with these children, they say it takes a village. That's 100,000. I see. I hope you all see where I'm going. See, all the way around, things have been switched.
Mm-hmm.
The thing has been flipped. We're fighting spirit. It's no
That's
longer
right.
the person. It's no longer the person. It's spirits we're dealing with.
That's right.
I look at our president. Someone was at my house the other day talking about the president. And I said, you just talking about that one man. I said, you looking at this man. You looking at his outside. I said, do you know there's other things? I said, you think you just fighting Trump. You think it's just him. I said, you don't know what all. See, you can't just look at the physical Trump. You got to look at everything he's dealing with. Something he was born with.
That's right.
See, ain't no use to talk about Trump. You pray for Trump and everything he's dealing with and anything he's like. A lot of times people don't like the way he do Twitter. That's a spirit.
That's right.
Getting
that's
smart with people. That's a spirit.
Yeah.
Don't down the man. Don't down the position, because God said, I place him, I raise him up, and I sit him there. So you can't down the man. We stand together and talk and pray for those spirits.
That's right.
See, everybody, that's why it's so much confusion now, because everybody looking at people instead of looking at spirits.
That's right. That's true. That's true.
So you keep downing the person, but you ain't praying about the spirit, because you thinking you can't do nothing about it. I told him, and all of us on this radio, I'm sure we all been born again Christians. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, ain't no use in us as no God blaming the world, because God already told us we the salt of the world. We are the
That's
salt.
Right. Uh-huh. That's right.
It's up to us to stand together.
Amen.
Where the government is, God already said you can chase 1,000. The next person chase 10,000. You keep increasing it. But see, you won't stand up because you thinking you got to fight the person. You're thinking you got to fight the person. You think the battle is with that person in the physical. But the battle is a spiritual battle. See,
That's right. We are
too powerful. If I stand here thinking the battle, it's me by myself got to fight this battle, instead of me gathering with other brothers and sisters that know the Lord, and as we gather together, as we hold hands, we don't have to say nothing to nobody. We hold hands and we pray, and we speak
Amen.
Over these things.
That's right.
From a spiritual standpoint, because Jesus already
Amen.
Changed it, so we already got the upper hand.
That's right.
We got the upper hand.
Amen.
How you think you find a losing battle?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You got a mouth. You can speak.
That's right.
There's a lot of mountains in the United States right now. We're dealing with a lot of mountains, but nobody won't tell the mountain to move. We keep
Amen.
Talking to the person.
Amen.
We keep talking to the person. We keep talking about the person. Nobody's looking at the mountain. So ain't nothing being moved. Ain't nothing changing.
That's right. That's right.
We haven't learned how to do this thing yet, because we haven't realized the thing has been switched. We got the upper hand. You ever seen somebody play cards and know they got the upper hand? We all ought to be rejoicing.
Amen.
Not
right.
one of
That's
us
right.
should be crying about who in office.
Amen.
God says the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. He turned it
Amen.
Any way he went.
Amen. That's
but because we won't open our mouth, because we won't believe, nothing is being done. Nothing is changing, because we haven't realized that the battle is not a physical battle. It's a spiritual battle.
That's right. That's it. That's the spiritual battle.
Since we thinking it's a physical battle, we want to talk about this person, degrade that person, and you ain't got
That's
nowhere.
Right.
Nothing
That's
is changing. You can write a blog. Nothing is changing until you realize it's a spiritual battle. Until you start praying, until you start speaking what the Word of God is saying, not what other people say.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Satan knows, he glad that you're talking about that person. He wants you to talk about him. He know, long as you're distracted by the person, he know you ain't going to pray. So he got free reign.
That's
the spirit's
right.
got free reign, because ain't nobody demanding them to move. Ain't nobody putting a demand on it.
Amen. Okay. Amen. That's right.
Jesus let us know right there things have changed. He let us know right the second chapter of John. Paul said we wrestle not with spiritual. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. Leave flesh and blood alone.
That's right. That's right.
Dealing with your family, dealing with your husband, dealing with your children. Leave the flesh alone. Stop being mad at that flesh.
That's right. That's right.
Stop dealing with the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Stop wasting your time. Stop
Amen.
Crying about something that you got the power. He already said you can chase a thousand.
That's right.
Every time Jesus walked up to somebody, he knew his strength. He stood
Amen.
There and said, "Get up." He told the spirit, "Get out of him." He
That's
didn't
right.
even deal with the person. He just looked at the spirit. He said, "Get out." And every
Amen.
Spirit recognized Jesus. They recognized.
Mm-hmm.
They getting away. Things are getting out of hand because we don't recognize. We don't realize our authority. We don't realize the authority we have here on earth. We don't realize how much power we got behind us.
Amen.
Just imagine if you knew a thousand was behind you.
Mm.
You got the strength all by yourself to chase 1,000 demons away.
That's right. That's right.
Don't let three of us get together. Oh, my Lord.
My Lord.
We can conquer a city.
Amen. That's right. That's right. That's right.
We had a picnic the other day. We had a barbecue for the 4th of July. It
mm-hmm.
was a bunch of young people out there, a lot of young people. And I told the ladies, and everybody was talking about how nice it was. My mother-in-law said she ain't been nowhere. It's been so nice. But I remember that morning I was telling us, I said, as we stand and serve plates today, y'all, I said, we going to stand there in unity. I told them that morning. And as it was four of us behind that table.
Yeah.
But with God, it was 100,000 of us. We had the power of 100,000.
Amen. Amen.
That's why everybody was out there on one accord, walking around eating and smiling.
Yes.
We had total control of that barbecue.
Amen.
All we had to do was serve a plate in unity. Every plate
Amen.
We picked up in unity, serving.
Yes.
No fights, nobody cursing, nobody, you know, just standing there. We had chased everything away.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God showed me right there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you see the strength with four people?
Amen.
The strength of four women.
Yes.
See, when the army is big enough, when you stand there in unity and see the spirit that says, we're dealing with spirit. We're not dealing with people.
That's right.
See, I couldn't see every spirit out there, but the spirit saw the spirit that was in authority. See, every
right.
bad spirit that was on a person that wasn't right that came to that table, he saw the spirit that was on me that was in authority.
Amen.
So as he came, he submitted himself, hallelujah, to the authority that was standing there.
Yes.
They got in line in order.
They sure
not
did.
Me.
Yes.
Not me personally. But those spirits recognize it's an authority over here. These
Amen.
People living from the inside out.
Amen.
We control everything around us. We controlled it.
That's right.
Half of the people I didn't even know.
Amen.
But because the battle that we're dealing with, you all, because of the way the world is going, the battle is not flesh.
That's
when you start battling fleshly, you lose. You're going to lose. But when you
That's
stand
true.
There in your authority and knowing who behind you, you win.
Amen.
Don't go out there. Don't go out there thinking you just here. No. Stand there proud and know what's behind you. Know the weight that's behind you.
Amen.
Know the
Amen.
Authority that's behind you. When you go to work, Walk in there knowing you can chase a thousand.
Amen.
Whatever you finna deal with, you standing in authority. And then find somebody else on your job that knows Lord. And y'all both stand together.
Amen.
That's why God said, well, there's two or three gathered together in my name, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. He's telling us. He's telling us.
Amen.
See, the angels do the fighting. I was teaching one day, I said, you know something? See, we all got a band of angels, and some of our angels just sitting there. We ain't even letting them work. We ain't saying the word of God. We're not saying no scripture.
That's right.
We're not giving them any assignment. And we wonder why our life is where it is. We're not giving them no. They just sitting there. Just sitting there waiting.
That's right.
You never speak a word of God. You never say a scripture. And they just waiting.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because you don't believe. Because you don't understand. Some of us don't believe and some of us don't understand.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus said, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Because they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You will cry many a night if you don't believe you can chase a thousand away.
That's right.
And the Holy Spirit is always near. Huh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. That's power all by itself, y'all.
Myself, hallelujah. Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit by itself is enough, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes you got to say, come on, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Woo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on in here with me.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Stand in agreement with the Holy Spirit. The Holy, He'll whisper to your heart and let you know what to do. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
but because we don't understand, we give up. We give up.
That's right. That's right.
Because we're living from the outside in. Hallelujah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was meditating. Sister Delores, do I have enough time?
Yeah, we still got about 20 minutes.
Uh-huh. Okay. How long do I have?
It's till 8:30, so you got another 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then we're going to let some people come in and respond and make comments.
So I got 20 more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. The other day I was meditating. And it's just so, God is so powerful. I'm going to try to, I know you might not understand what I'm going to try to explain and explain what the Holy Spirit showed me. And I have a book that I've written about the woman. And it's so important that we learn about the woman, because if you don't know about the woman, you really can't understand the totality of salvation. It's so important.
Right.
But anyway, as I was meditating, God was showing me how, see, every spirit has a womb. Whether you male or female, we all have a womb. See, we've got to see the womb as it is. Most of us see a womb as, we keep looking at it as the only place just to have baby. But there's a spiritual definition to that. Because everything about a woman, I teach them, I say, everything about the woman has a spiritual message in it. So as I was thinking about the womb, I was meditating on the womb, because the womb is my ministry. That's my total ministry. And I'm just going to say this, and you might catch on. But as I was sitting there, God showed me how our womb, which is where our womb is the portal that leads us back to God. See, that's why we connect back to him. See, in the natural, every woman in the natural, in the physical, every woman is connected to the universe. Because every woman is on the cycle just like the moon. The moon, we write in time with the moon. We write in clock. That is number showing us in the spirit, we're connected back to God through our womb. So
Amen.
God was showing me. See, when you want to talk to him, see, you go right there in the womb because the womb is an open portal. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you.
When you go back and forth in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Right there in your womb is where you can walk into heaven. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Walk right into heaven. Right there in your spiritual.
That's
spiritual. See, when Adam, if you read in Luke, they talk about Luke, when Luke talk about Jesus' genealogy. At first he started out, he said, Jesus was the son of Jacob, which is Mary's father. And as it goes all the way back, it goes to Adam. And said, Adam, who was the son of God. And see, Adam, when God created Adam, he was created with a womb. God blew into him and blew his whole total self. And everybody know every baby, when it comes out, is connected to the womb, the placenta. So God showed me the other day, he said, that's how each one of us is connected back to him through the womb. It's nothing but a chamber, a place to go and sit with him. That's why he said, hide it in your heart. Put my word in your heart. That word there is a chamber. That means the womb. Put his word. Sit it there. The word is who he is.
Amen.
Put the word in there. So when you put that word in your womb, it sits there. And you go back and you meditate on it. You fill up on it. And his word is who he is.
Amen.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was God.
That's right.
So that's where when you read God's word, it goes to your womb and it sits in there and it grows.
Amen.
That's living from the inside out. That's living from there. See, every womb, when it fills up, see, every month, see, that's why I said a woman, she represents God. Every month, the womb fills with water. Every woman gets bloated, fills with water. It gets water from all over her body. That's the way our womb is. It fills up. It hydrates itself. I don't know if y'all can see it or not. I said, Lord, that is so spiritual. That is so
Amen. Amen. That is really spiritual. That is really, it's really deep, because the thing about it is that God has opened, when you talk about that womb, you're talking about a deep subject that God has opened you up to. And it's so important, like you said, that we know and we live from the inside out. And as you said, a lot of people don't realize that God is a spirit, first of all. And so we have to live from the inside out spiritually.
Amen. Yes.
You know, spiritually. Because like you said, we're not fighting with flesh and blood. We're fighting these principalities in high places. And as you said, one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. And see, when you get a body of believers together, like you said, we can take a city. We can take a nation.
Hallelujah. Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Can take it. But,
Amen.
But
that's
not,
it.
And it's not with guns and weapons and all that, like the earthly weapons. It's with spiritual weapons, with the whole armor of God.
That's
and
it.
See, that's
Amen.
Why
Come on
Elisha,
now.
Hallelujah. That's why Elisha told his servant when he went out and looked and seen all those people, he said, look, he said, all me, they were surrounded by. And Elisha said, Lord, open his eyes. He said, don't be afraid.
And then he told me, Elisha told God, he said, Lord, open his eyes so he can see that we have a whole host with us. He said, Elisha said, it's more on our side than on them. So you got
more
to know that it's more on your side that any way you go, if you are a believer and you believe
that's
in the
it.
Lord Jesus Christ,
come
any
on now.
Way you go, you got to know that the host is with
yes.
you, as you said. We got to know that it's a host with us, and you got to exercise it by your mouth, by speaking.
That's it.
The Bible said,
amen.
Grace and mercy follow you all the days of your life. So when you begin to when you begin to exercise that word, everything got to battle Jesus Christ. Everything.
They recognize the authority. They recognize it. We just don't.
Amen. They recognize. That's why some people come to you and they in the store or roundabout and they're angry. You're like, wonder what they mean. I haven't said anything new. Like you said, they recognize that authority. That's why. Because,
yes.
see, the enemy recognizes authority. So when they
yes.
come to you and they are
yes.
upset and angry at you, and you wonder, I didn't say nothing to them. You don't have to.
That's right.
Because they
it ain't them. It's that spirit that's on them.
That's right. That's right. That's because
we find a spiritual thing. See, we got to stop looking at people. Stop getting mad at people. That's a waste of time.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. Just making yourself sick.
That's
your
it.
Your inside sick. Worrying about and mad at others. We can't be mad with them. We start praying for them. The Lord, and see, this is what the Lord says in his word. He said, pray for your enemy. Your enemy
mm-hmm.
is not the person. It's that principality and how
it's the spirit
that we
that's
got
right.
to take, you know, and so
that's
what,
right.
that's why we can if we as believers can come together and we can take a city because it's not a physical fight, it's a spiritual fight, and that's
it's
why God
spirit.
Gives us these.
That's it.
That's right.
You can control
Amen.
The sin through the spirit. That's it.
That's right. That's right, and we can take it, but you've got to be on one accord like they were on the day of Pentecost. We got to be on one
That's
accord,
it.
Speaking the same thing, believing the same thing, and we can take back the city. We can take back a nation by the word of God, but people have to get on one accord.
That's it.
One accord. That's what we got to do. And once we get on one accord, we're going to see more things, greater things ever. And I was listening to the TV the other day, and somebody said, we can't lay hands on anybody. And recall. I said to myself, they don't know the word. Because the Bible says it. In Matthew chapter 10, God said he had given his disciples the authority, the power to raise the sick, heal the dead. By the word. It's by the word.
Amen.
So people don't know. So when they don't know, they will mislead you. So that's why we
that's
have
right.
to go to word and begin to exercise. Like you said, we got angels with us. And they just sit
yeah.
there and say, well, I wish they would say something. I wish they'd put us to work. I wish we had.
Amen.
But we've been sitting here for years, Lord. You know?
Yes. Yes.
And people, and this one thing the Lord had told me, he said, a lot of my talents and gifts has gone to the grave. Because my
mm-hmm.
people won't come together and do what I've already put in them to do. They won't come together. One looking at the other, one fussing about this one. We got to come together. We got to come
Amen.
Together.
And sister the Lord, and the important thing is not complaining, but speaking the word. Don't waste your mouth complaining. That's not power. That's taken from you. You speak the word. You let power come out your mouth. Let the word of God come out your mouth.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Don't waste your time with the negative.
That's right. Don't waste your time. And do you know something else? And when you stand in, as a soldier in the army of Christ, sometimes you don't even have to say nothing. You can just walk into places, and your spirit commands attention. It commands
That's
people
it.
To
Amen.
You know, it commands doors to be open and doors to be closed. It commands. Because when you walk in, that's why when we meditate on this word, when that word is in our heart, some places we can go and things just begin to open because of the spirit, that anointing that we carry. that anointing.
Amen.
And so that's why when we come together, as you said, one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. When we come together,
that's right.
we don't have no business saying, you know what? Well, Lord, I don't know. We ain't able to do this. We can't. No, we can. He already told us we can do it. We got to speak it. He said, my winds are my messengers, and they will take the word where it needs to go. That's what he said.
Amen.
His word
Amen.
Says it. His winds are his messenger. He said, just speak it in the atmosphere, and it be done. My wind will take it where it needs to go. So all we got to do is speak that word.
Roar.
He said, speak
yes.
it, and I watch over my words to perform them. But if you never speak
Amen.
Anything by
yes.
faith, by faith, won't
by
anything
faith.
Happen. Hallelujah. And then you can't go to him amiss with motive. Well, I do this. Like you said today, this morning, I do this. If God do that, I do it. No, you're doing it without a motive because it's already the
That's
thing
it.
That you need is already done. All we got to do is walk it out by faith and believe
yes.
on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it.
Amen.
That's it. So I tell you, I just love this. It's powerful teaching tonight. I tell you, and this is what people need because people have been misled. They have been misled.
Mm-hmm.
And they need the truth. The truth
yes.
shall make you free, the Bible says.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes. And I love the story of Elisha when his servant woke up and said, Lord, my Lord, we're surrounded. He said, oh, don't be afraid. He said, Lord, open my servant's eyes so he can see that we have more with us on the side of us
Amen.
Than they do. And he did that. So we do too. We have more with us. We don't have to be afraid. He said, fear not. Little flock, fear not. So we don't have to walk in fear. We walk in the
Amen.
In the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's because we have a relationship with him.
That's right.
We have a relationship with him. And then he began to strengthen us. And in his word, he said, I am the true vine, and my father is the husbandman.
And my father is the husbandman.
Hallelujah. He said, every branch in me, hallelujah, that bears fruit, I prune them so they can bear more fruit. So he's pruning us to bear more fruit because God know our heart. He knew him. He knew our heart. And so that's why I thank God, give God the glory. I just love it because God is so awesome in our life. And he's getting ready to do some more. I mean, he's opening doors for us. And what he has already done is mighty. But what he's about to do is even mightier. It's even mightier. It's mighty. So I just thank God tonight, give God the glory. Anyone else have a comment or question or like to have something to say? Anyone else? Well, Pastor Candace, I tell you, that teaching on tonight is so, I tell you, it's powerful to know about the womb. And a lot of people need to know about that. They really need
yes.
to know about that.
Yes,
because
it really
a lot
needs
of people
to be spread
don't.
It. That's
Amen.
Right. Amen.
It definitely needs to go forth. And then too, a lot of the do you teach young women and men or?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Because everybody, it's all of us. When we become whole mm-hmm. again in Christ, we all have a womb. We
mm-hmm.
all have that because that is where the Ark of Covenant, that's where God's presence resides in us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Lois, I would like to say something.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is Sister Tirsa Roberts. And
yes, ma'am.
I just want to thank God. I just felt so blessed with the word. And it just seems like
mm-hmm.
the more and more, you know, I've been under Pastor Candace teaching for about 8 years. I'm her sister, but God just continued to just pour down on her. And for tonight, I got an understanding of, I was just enlightened. When you speak the word does the fighting. You understand why you got to speak the word. You know,
that's right.
You know, I'm just like, wait a minute. When I open my mouth and say what he say, that means the word is doing the fight.
That's
right.
And that's like, changing the situation. It's changing the situation. That's right.
And that's so important. People don't understand why they got to, well, why I got to say what's in the Bible. Why I got to, you know, why I got to meditate. And, because it ain't going to change no situation until that spirit know the word.
That's right. They recognize it. They don't recognize your word, but they recognize the word.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. That just helps me out so much. I mean, I'm just forever learning, My God, we're going to speak the word tonight in this house. We're going to speak the
Amen.
Word.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just so blessed. Thank God. I just, you know, if God is just opening up eyes, he's opening up doors, and I thank God for the word.
Amen. Amen. Now, I mean, it's so powerful. You know, the word is so powerful, and as Pastor Kenzie was saying, when we speak that word, that's all we got to do. We got to speak that word. We got to speak it because it don't do us any good. Because even the Bible tells us not to worry.
Yes.
He tells us not to worry. So we don't have to worry. Mm-hmm. Just speak the word. That's what he did. He just spoke a word and things came into existence.
That's it.
Right.
Everything was formed by his word. So everything responds to his word.
Amen.
And we have to understand he done gave us the authority to speak the word now.
He did not give the enemy the authority. He gave it to us.
They don't even have a
right to say anything.
That's right.
That word, the word of God is so true, it's so wide, so deep, it's just so much in there.
Yes.
My Lord.
Yes.
That's right. So, because God knew the key. He formed this world from the beginning with his word, and that's the key to the world.
That's it.
That is the key.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I tell you, it's just so powerful when you can come together and you can learn something. You know, you can learn what God has placed in someone else. You know, that's powerful. You know, if you learn what somebody else, what God has still spoken to some. I mean, he speaks to all of his friends. We are his friends now.
Amen.
He speaks to us. Amen. And what he speaks to you, I mean, it's powerful. We want part of that. You know, we want to hear.
Yes.
And what he speaks, it's just like and Sister Pearson, when she get on in the morning and be praying, I'm like, good God Almighty.
Mm.
I mean, she just intercedes. She intercedes and she just prays. You know, and then Pastor Candace come and give a word from on high, first word every day. You know, it's powerful.
Yes.
It's truly powerful, and I love being in the midst of God's people. I love being in the midst of God's people. Amen. One who's serving from their heart, who are laboring with him, have a relationship with him day in and day out. You know, they're not part-time lovers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They're full-time lovers of the Lord Jesus Christ. They married to the Lord. You know, they married to him.
That's right.
And so these are the kind of people that I love to keep company with. Amen. Because we can accomplish much. And as we can take a city, we can take a nation by the word
that
we speak. And that's why we have to know the word of God. We have to.
Amen.
Know the word of God. And stay stay in the teaching. Amen. We have to know.
Amen.
But I tell you, I'm just so blessed tonight. I give God the glory. I thank him so much for us. Ladies, we got to get together again. I know Paula was saying, I can't wait to get together.
you know. And I tell you what, if you had been at the picnic, I'm a witness. You had been at the picnic, you really be wanting to get together, because it was so much love. I can testify, it was so much love, and it was so many people there. But it was organized. I'd never been to a picnic like that before, and it was just. Everybody was loving, you know, and you can't find that in, at least I haven't, you know. And I was like, oh my God, I can't wait till the next one, you know. it's just a blessing from God, and I thank God for drawing His people together, you know, and for such a time. And we know that it's His doing, and He's raising us up. He's raising us up, and He's getting ready to take us to another level. Amen.
Amen.
He's taking us to another level, each and every one of us.
Yes, He is.
Under the umbrella, He's taking us to another level, and together. It's so beautiful. I love it. I love it. I thank Him for the doors that He's opening for us. It's beautiful.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, I thank Him. But I have truly enjoyed myself tonight. Our time is spent. Mm-hmm. Lord, we just give You all the glory, honor, and praise. And Sister Chisholm, would you pray for us?
Yes, ma'am. It would be an honor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank You.
Amen.
Hello? Amen.
Okay, I don't know what happened. She made it. You know how these phones are.
Mm-hmm.
These phones are just messed up mess.
All right. Thank You, Lord.
Amen.
Pearson?
All right. Thank You, Lord. Amen. Amen. Everything. Hallelujah. Amen. We just want to thank
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Thank God, Father, because the table has been spread tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank You for your word. Lord, we thank You for your communication. We thank You, God, for your heart, the awakening of the spirit. Hallelujah. We bless You, Lord, for the message that You sent to us tonight.
I apologize for that, but I'm always happy to hear the word go forth, even though I didn't hear all of it. I just know that from listening to you all that it was an exciting word and something to be involved in it, you know. So I just thank God for just being on the line, you know, in the company of born-again believers, you know, and they don't mind saying it. And they don't mind, you know, letting the whole world know, you know, that I've been bought with a price, you know, and that I'm here. I'm going to walk like I should walk. I'm going to talk like I should talk. And I'm going to be that representative. And I got to understand that I have given birth to something by allowing the Lord to fill me up and to fill my cup, you know, so that I'm not just walking as I want to walk, but I'm walking with the Lord, and I'm careful. You know, you got to be careful when something is in the womb, you know. When a mother, you know, when you think about it as a mother, this holding place, this area, you know, and that they get nourishment. So when we talk to each other and we pray with each other and stuff, we're getting nourishment, you know, to go out so that when burst forth into this world, that we'll be able, you know, to do what thus says the Lord. Because God has prepared us while we're in the womb. That's what Jeremiah said.
That's
when I was in the womb, God spoke.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus was in the womb, God spoke. Shadows, Mary. And the angels and stuff. So when you're in the womb, you got to be careful what you put in. Watch them dogs.
Amen.
I think that's in Philippians. Watch them dogs. You know, watch the company that you keep. Watch what your mouth is saying. Watch where you're going. Because somebody is watching you with this full belly on you, and they say, oh, ain't nothing in there, but something is in there. God has put his spirit within us that we can move and go as he would have us to do. And, yes, we can send our prayers. Prayers can send any location.
That's
Let's pray for this nation. Let's pray for this president. You know, we got to stay on our bending knees, you know. We got to stay calling to the Father, asking the Father, God, we know that your word is true. We know the signs, and you say in Matthew that there will be wars and rumors of wars and mothers against daughters and fathers against sons. We're living in that time. And so if you understand, like I understand, when my parents used to say, we're living in the last days. They gone on to glory now, but guess what? We're still living in the last days because things are coming, earthquakes in diverse places. There's people are wanting to be together, you know, when men would be lovers of themselves and things. We're living in that day, and we have to stay prayed up so that that stuff don't come toward us, you know. Look, I love them. I love my enemy. I love the homosexual. I love whatever. But God, keep me, you know, keep me with your word and stuff. Keep me so that I can walk boldly through this messed up world. You know, we're in the world, but we're not of this world because we got Jesus Christ. So I just thank God for what I did here, you know.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
I'm always excited, you know. And you know what? It's good to be fed. You know, you don't always have it. Somebody else got it, you know. So you can stand back and let the other person have it. Let them go forth. Feed me till I want no more. Feed me, Lord. My food comes through other people. You know, I don't have it all the time. God don't drop it in my spirit all the time. But he might have gave it to you. So you sow it. Or he gave it to you. So you sow it. You know, whatever God has put in your heart, you sow it. Because somebody needs to hear what you're going to say. Somebody that they need that encouragement. That somebody needs it.
That's
so
right.
Feed me. Continue, ladies, to go forth, you know, and go boldly. You know, like I heard somebody tread on them lines and circles. You know, we got the power. And we got to exercise our power. And we got to stop walking down. Jesse Jackson said a long time ago, stand up, black man, stand up. A man can't ride your back if you stand up. So we got to stand up boldly today. They need to know that there's a difference. We're not just talking this here. We're living it.
Amen.
I'll be blessed. You know, I just thank God for the opportunity to share that I love the Lord. I mean, Amen.
Amen.
Y'all love the Lord?
We love him. We love
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
Love the Lord.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I love him because you know what? I know according to his word that he first loved me. And I thank God
Amen.
That he loved me. I
thank you,
God
Amen.
That he loved me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just truly glad for the word. And just
yeah.
for the word that I heard, just a little bit, because I can see something. You know, you don't have to spread the table with collard greens and cornbread and macaroni and cheese and all of that stuff. Just give me the word by itself, just a little bit of it.
A little
so I just
bit.
Got a little
Amen.
Bit, but I got enough to know that, you know, sit down and think about it. I heard the word boom.
Right.
Just sit down and think about it. And just think
That's
about
right.
it in retrospect of, you know, what it is to be a mother and carry a child in the womb, you know, how you got to
right.
nurture it. That's what we got to do, the word of God. We got to nurture it, you know.
Amen.
We got to keep on. So I say, why you keep on reading the Bible? Because there's something new every day. His mercy. So
every day.
Every day.
Amen.
You know, I got to learn to realize that this air that I breathe, who wouldn't believe that there's a God?
That's right.
When
mm-hmm.
I lay down
That's
at
right.
night in the very image of death, don't know that I'm asleep. The only reason I know that I'm asleep is when I wake up the next day. Who kept me?
Amen.
Who shut that mind
That's
down and woke me up?
That's right.
Let me just look at the simple things. The trees. I saw a tree, the roots, when they cut a tree down. I said, my God, I've always heard that they say there's more roots underneath than tree there is up top. But when you realize the magnitude of God and what he does and how he just said it, and I heard somebody say, how he
yes.
just said it. He just said it, and he called it into being. He just opened
yes.
his mouth, you know. And there it is, you know.
Amen.
It's good.
Amen.
If you take it in.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Okay, I'm out of here. I just get excited, you know.
Amen.
We understand because we get excited
yeah,
about
we
the word
do.
As well.
Amen.
We do.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
well, I'm just so glad that we got an opportunity just to. I'm glad she got an opportunity as well. To, even like she said, she came at the last minute, but it still was good. The word still
yes.
was, it was spoken.
All
and
by
so
itself.
It's
yes,
beautiful. Yes. Just that
mm-hmm.
word.
And Amen.
It's just so, it's powerful when you speak it. It's just
yes.
so powerful. And
yes.
as Pastor Candace said, now just think, if we get together and speak that word like that, we can
yes.
take a nation. We can take
yes.
it back. We can take our cities back. No devil in hell
mm-hmm.
can come up against us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we can
mm-hmm.
take it
Amen.
Back by the word of God.
Amen.
Anything we want, we can bring these high places down to the ground.
Down.
In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. We can bring them down.
Amen.
There's nothing too high that he can't bring down. And all we got to do is speak
Amen.
His word, because it'll bring it down.
Amen.
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 I tell you, I'm just so excited myself. I'm just so excited. I thank you, everybody, for coming on the line. Those who are on and didn't speak, that's okay. We just love you. We love you. We love you. And until
mm-hmm.
next time, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
till next week,
Amen.
By the grace of God, we will be here same
yes.
time, same place, in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Amen.
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 A blessed night. Amen. And we're going to rejoice in this word that was given to us tonight. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. You all be blessed.
We all be blessed.
All right. Be blessed
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.